Amen. So Psalms 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance." Everybody say amen. I believe America was and still is blessed by God and chosen by the Lord. Amen. I believe this. I believe that he has chosen America to be and do what we've always been doing all the way until the coming of Jesus Christ. That's just my own personal belief. Thousands and thousands of men and women have died, have given their lives to keep this country free in order for us as believers to continue sharing the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. I believe this is America's commission. America was ordained for this time. So today, we're going to honor those, and I'm going to teach a little bit about that. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. It's a time for remembering people who are important in our lives, folks that were important in the lives of Americans. Now, give you a little statistics here. Since 1971, Memorial Day has been observed annually on the last Monday of May. And the purpose is to honor the nation's military personnel that were killed during wartime. Now, at first, the holiday was called Decoration Day. It's because people would gather around on that day and they would decorate the soldiers' grave sites with flowers and flags. And I want to thank Gary for putting up all of our flags outside and inside. I should have saw him this morning. He came in, he was sweating. All those flags he's putting up out there. But thank you, Gary. I appreciate your patriotic heart. And really, I appreciate all the service that you do here and all the things that you do. Waterloo, New York. Anybody ever been there? It was the birthplace of Memorial Day. Okay, on May the 5th, 1866, the people of Waterloo placed flowers on their graves of the Northern soldiers who had died in the Civil War. Okay, and then about 2 years later, there was a Major General John Logan that declared May 30 as the day for honoring soldiers who had died fighting for the North. Now, after World War I ended, which was in 1918, Decoration Day became the day to remember everyone who had died in U.S. wars. And this includes everyone in the Revolutionary War, to the Civil War, to World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and all of the wars that are being fought now in the Middle East. Now, when I was a kid, I remember country churches. When I was an adolescent, I remember country churches that have graveyards would make this a big day. They would go out and put flags and flowers on the grave sites of all the soldiers who had passed away. And I remember as a teenager, a lot of guys had passed away from Vietnam, you know, and I remember that. Side note, do you guys know what's the difference in a graveyard and a cemetery? I didn't know. Very good. Exactly. A cemetery is just an open cemetery, but a graveyard is connected with a church. Ha! I should have known that one. It's useless information, I'm sorry, but I thought it was interesting. Bear with me a little bit because I want to talk about the Declaration of Independence for a minute. Is that okay? The Declaration of Independence. And the reason is because it has a lot of biblical value to it, a lot of biblical understanding and truths that I want you to understand. So let me quote what you probably remember from middle school or high school. So here we go. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are empowered by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's July 4th, 1776. Now, I believe that outside of the Bible, the Declaration of Independence is one of the greatest documents in the history of mankind, because it promises the greatest good, because it impacts the greatest number of people, because it provided the greatest quality of living this world has ever seen, because it's produced the greatest nation, which led the greatest advancement of mankind in the entire known world. And that nation has provided the greatest freedom in history. And that nation, we call the United States of America, has shared the good news of Jesus Christ around the entire world. Amen? God has blessed us to do this. God has ordained us to do this. You see, our founding fathers believed these self-evident truths all came from the Word of God. They believed this. They believed in a Creator. If you'll notice that they capitalized the word Creator, which shows their respect for God during that time. They believed that God created them in their own image. They believed all men were created by God. And they made no allowance for evolution. They also believed in supernatural acts. They actually believed that a supernatural being began this universe and is responsible for giving people the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They believed. They believe in moral absolutes and moral truths. These inalienable rights. And they believed in the self-evident truths. You see, government cannot give these rights. So government cannot take them away. All government can do is recognize these rights. And these rights we know as civil rights. We know, like they know, they knew, that God is the one who gives us these rights. God Almighty. Let's look a little bit further back. Let's look a little bit further back to the Mayflower Compact, which is November 1620, if you remember that from school. This is the document that gave the direction to this nation that we're talking about this morning. Let me read. Quote, "In the name of God Almighty, we whose names are underwritten, having undertaking for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith, a voyage to plan the first colony in Northern Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic." Unquote. Think about it. They knew. They knew deep in their heart what God was stirring up in them and calling them to do. Those on board the Mayflower believed these three biblical truths. They believed the new nation would glorify God. They believed the new nation would extend the advancement of the Christian faith. And they believed their authority was from God Almighty. They even said it, that they planted a colony in the name of Almighty God. Amen. See, America is a Christian nation. Four things I found in this is it was Christians who first came to America for Christian purposes. It was Christians who wrote the Declaration of Independence and included their belief of God in their preamble. It is Christians who wrote our Constitution on a Christian view of law. They did not found our nation on Christian laws, but on God's laws, which are absolute truths and absolutely morality. And Christians have been the largest religious body since the beginning of this country. Guys, our founding fathers, they knew that this country was going to glorify God. They knew that the rights were given by God, and they were going to seek God's blessings. Here's a little evidence for you that I wrote down. If you study our history, did not America pray and fast in times of war and national emergency? Did not America claim to be one nation under God in its slogans? Did not America put "In God We Trust" on its coins? Did not America inaugurate its presence with their hand on the Bible as they asked him to pledge, "So help me God"? Has not America portrayed itself as a Christian nation which depends on God for help? Has not America held out its missionary hand to every other nation of the world? But I stand here this morning with a warning. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. But sin is a reproach to any people." This verse tells me God has blessed America because we have made God to be our Lord. What will happen if we continue to spiral into sin and wickedness? Now that verse says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Think about that. You see, the Bible promises. It promises that we will be blessed when we follow righteousness. And we have been blessed. We've had been blessed abundantly in our country. But the Bible also promises that when we follow sin, it will be our reproach. Psalms 9:17. If you take a note, Psalms 9:17. It says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forgot God." As a nation, we cannot forget God. We cannot turn our back on God. If we do, we will go down the same road of destruction as any other nation in history. You see, I know this sounds strong, but God hates sin. God will judge our sin. I believe God does not hate America. And I hope with all within me that God does not judge America. I hope not. But we all see it, don't we? If we're honest, we all see it. We see America turning away from Christian values like family, and honoring God, respecting our parents, sexual purity, loving our neighbors, church attendance, This is all going down. And America is slowly turning and embracing the sexual sins of the world. And America is standing by and allowing the pornographic industry to destroy lives. Some of you may have seen the news of what happened a few weeks ago, a few days ago, of the lady with her daughter. Did everybody see that news? And the guy came and knocked her over and stole the little daughter, took her away. Police couldn't get to it all. The church members, the ministers in the church, rallied together and hunted this guy down and found his car. Before it's over with, the police and everybody, they found the little girl. I'm sorry if I'm meddling in any business now, but that's a shame. That's pathetic. This whole sex trafficking with young kids is the wickedest evil. And America should be spending billions of dollars on combating this and stopping this. Don't even get political on you, but I don't think that's political. That's the righteous indignation that should rise up in all Christian believers. We should be spending billions of dollars on combating this sexual trade with these kids and these children. It's terrible. But America's standing around and just superficially allowing this to happen. And all the other things that's going on in our country. Historians tell us that lust destroyed every superpower in written history. When you really get down to it, they imploded. America is turning away from recognizing Christian holidays, Christian worship, and Christian symbols. We're fighting every day to try to keep this stuff even in our schools. And they're turning to demonic impressions, New Age rituals, and embracing secular humanism. God forgive us. America's turning away from recognizing God as the creator of all things. And they're promoting atheistic evolutionism. America's turning away from recognizing our Christian heritage. And they're allowing folks to get into our school systems to rewrite history to exclude any reference to the influence of God or the Bible. God help us. What must America do? What must we do? Christians, Christ followers, Bible-believing folks, we need to seize the initiative. We don't need to point our fingers at non-believers or rebellious Christians either. We need to look at home. It's up to Christ followers to take the offensive. The hope of America is in the lap, on the coffee table, or at the bedside of every believing Christian. It's prayer and Bible study. Prayer and Bible study. On this Memorial Day, we can truly honor our fallen heroes. If we truly want to honor our fallen heroes, we do it by obeying the Word of God and keeping this great country free so that we can continue spreading the gospel around the world. Amen? How do we do that? That sounds great, but how do we do that? In my messages, I had all these little steps lined out. You know, I had my little steps, a little Baptist preacher, you know, step, scripture. I just threw it away. I felt like the Lord's telling me. I just threw it all away, all the little steps. You know, that's what we need to do. Just throw it away. Actually, still laying on the floor. I got one scripture for you. I have one scripture for all of us. And we're all familiar with it. You've probably heard it so much that it's just becoming, you know. 2 Corinthians 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. My challenge this morning for all of us, me and you and everyone, is that we need to pray. We need to study our Bible. And we need to turn from our wicked ways. And I believe that God will continue blessing America. We have to be the salt. Right? We have to be the light. And God will continue blessing America and keep us free so that we can continue the Great Commission. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you for our freedom. Lord, if there's one here this morning that's never accepted Christ as their Savior, Lord, during this song of invitation, I just pray, Father, that they would come down and talk with me, make it right with Christ. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and I ask you to bless this day in Jesus' name. Amen.